Hi guys, and welcome back to Lost in the 21st Century. You are currently listening to your host, Akigo. And I just wanted to say thank you for all of you that listened to last week's episode. I wasn't expecting you guys to enjoy it so much, but I'm so happy that you guys enjoyed it. Even your feedback was very much appreciated. And also hearing what some of you had to say and how you guys related to the topic, that was really nice. So again, don't be scared to message me if you guys have any feedback or anything to say about today's or previous episodes. Like, I'm more than happy to listen to what you guys have to say so I know what exactly I can change, if that's what you guys want. And then also I wanted to say thank you for those who have started rating the podcast on Spotify. The rating feature is actually new on Spotify, so if you guys are able to do that right now, if you're listening on Spotify, please rate the podcast whatever you feel like it deserves to be rated, and I will really appreciate it. But to start today's episode, before I even recorded this episode, I've been going through a lot of things, not like anything personal, but more to do with like the pressure of time. And I feel like a lot of us go through that without realizing that pressure of time is a big influence on the way we do things, the turnout of products, basically the quality of an item or the quality of our work, if you guys get the gist of what I'm trying to say here. Because for me, I'll say the last couple of days have been hectic, not for personal reasons, but mainly because of commitments like my assignment. I have so many assignments coming towards April that are going to be overlapping, and it's just going to be a lot of pressure here and there, and it's going to be a very, very long couple of weeks. So I don't know how I'm going to start recording episodes in the next couple of weeks, because I need to put time aside for that, and how I'm going to be doing it and making sure that I put the right amount of time into releasing in those episodes. And I think the main reason why I struggled to record today's episode is mainly because last week when I released a message to my younger self episode, that came out on Wednesday, but I still needed to share it and promote it on whatever social platform, like TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat, and I really struggled to give myself enough time to do that on top of uni work. This meant that when it came to uni assignments, I had to basically put that first, and the podcast I was going to do later in the week, without realizing the days were going by and I still hadn't recorded. And obviously in the back of my head, I knew that I needed to record. I didn't know when or when I was going to have enough time to even record an episode. And funnily enough, I knew that it was going to have to be either a couple days before the initial release date of this episode or after the release date of the episode. So I was really battling with that, and in the back of my mind I knew, like, I told myself, like, no, I can't release this after Wednesday. And that's my own personal goal for releasing every day, every Wednesdays for you guys. But I realized with the amount of stuff that I had to do, it wasn't going to be possible. And it's not like I didn't try to record. I tried to record and nothing was going my way. I had problems with GarageBand when I was trying to record. Like, it was saying that I ran out of tracks, which didn't make sense because I hadn't even recorded that much. So I was trying to figure out what I had to do in order for that to work. And it took a while to sort that out. And then I was having problems with my microphone. I don't know why or how that happened, but it just wasn't behaving itself. So I was really struggling in that aspect, and I was running out of time without realizing, because by that time I'd already spent like 3 hours of my time trying to record something that wasn't even recording. And on top of that, I knew I needed to edit and promote, which is not the best, is not ideal at all with those type of circumstances, because I would have needed more time in order to do those properly, or else if I edited it would probably be very chunky and very unnatural, whereas if I took my time with it, it will be flowing. And I think I need to, this is for me personally, like, I need to stop feeling guilty for prioritizing what I think comes first. Like, obviously the podcast is my priority, but assignments and my other commitments are equally important. And it's funny now, because I'm also going to be having less time to record podcasts. Don't worry, I'm still recording, but it's just that I recently got a job as well. Imagine, I've been trying to make time in the past just in case I get a job, and I never got a job then. But now that I've started podcasting, I've gotten a job, which is ironic because now I have less time, and that means I think I would actually have to have a day where it's just dedicated to recording, editing and promoting, rather than the way I space it out. But yeah, I got a job now, so that's going to be taking more of my time, because I plan on working like 2 to 3 days a week. Those 2 to 3 days as well are the days that I mainly use those days for podcasting when I have the availability to do so. But when it comes to why I didn't record. I'm the sort of person to push things back as well. So I think now this has like kind of led me to, I'm not the sort of person that journals, but I now think I have a reason to journal or like plan out things that I'll be doing in the week, because I'm the sort of person that likes to mentally take down notes without really understanding like my schedule. I just know it in my head that I have that particular thing to do, but I don't dedicate specific times to do specific things, which I'm going to start doing more often now, so that it's easier for me to track down what needs to be done and what has been done already. So I think journaling might be actually the new thing for me, making sure that I have a plan for myself and knowing what exactly needs to be done. It will make me more organized. I will be able to have, maybe let's say Mondays I've got lectures, Tuesdays I don't have lectures, so I could go to work on those days, Wednesdays or I don't know, Tuesdays I think I'll use that as my dedicated podcasting day. But do you understand what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to know what I'm doing on specific days for everything to run smoothly, and that way you guys get episodes on time rather than getting it late, because I don't like doing things when it's not that on that specific day, or else I'm going to mentally tell myself that it's okay to do it again, because I've already done it before and it worked out. But I don't want to tell myself that and then I become inconsistent, because that's not my goal. My goal is to be consistent and to be on time, and that way I'll be happier with myself. And there's a number of reasons why I feel like I'm running out of time, for not just like in terms of podcasting, but for example even on things that I want to be doing on a day-to-day basis, whether that's going to the gym. I always have an excuse for everything, and I really shouldn't make excuses for things, but I'm the sort of person, if I wake up late, I believe that equals to having a slow start to my day, which I don't mind. Like, most days I do have a slow start to my day, but I feel like when I wake up around 11 a.m. and I'm like, damn, like I've not woken up at 6 a.m. I start to worry, like I'm thinking, damn, I've wasted 5 hours of my day. Not saying that 6 to 11 is 5 hours, but I'm guessing it is. But I've wasted 5 hours of my day trying to just sleep in, basically. And I still need to do my assignment, go to the gym, do my groceries, make a TikTok for the podcast. What else? Maybe, I don't know, watch my favorite TV show at the end of the day. I feel like once I've woken up late, I can't do anything. Like, I'll probably do one of those essentials, but where I've told myself like, oh, I've messed up the whole day and I can't go back into my normal routine, I basically give up. And I think it's because I consider myself to be a perfectionist, not in everything that I do, but in particular things of my day. So for example, I like to wake up early in the morning, whether that's 7 a.m and 7-8 a.m. that's the time that I can wake up properly and feel productive. But once it's past that time, I feel like I've wasted my whole day, and then I feel like nothing's going to work my way because I've woken up late. It's not a good mindset to have. I've seen so many podcasts and YouTube channels say that even if you wake up late, you should still act as if you wake up at 7 a.m. or whatever early time that you wake up. That way you'll still be able to manage your time wisely. And with me, my mindset is that I believe that once I've woken up late, that I'm not able to do any of the stuff that I planned to do. And even if I'm able to do it, I end up going to bed late and then wake up the next morning late, and then also unenergized. Like, I'm not energized enough to do anything. So I'm already lacking the energy that I need to perform in order to do well for the day. But I've basically ruined that for myself. And that's why I kind of like want to put order back into my life, so it feels like I'm not constantly running out of time and it doesn't feel like I've wasted time doing something that I shouldn't have been doing. So yeah, I don't know if you guys are like me. It's honestly okay. Like, I think I'm not perfect at this yet, and I think I'm starting step by step to get there in terms of like waking up early and making sure that I have a productive day. But even when I don't wake up early, I'm trying to tell myself, well, I've still got, let's say, 10 hours of the day. I can still make a good use to that and prioritize what needs to be done, and then work my day through that. Also, when I feel like I'm running out of time, I tend not to live in the moment, or I forget to put effort in those in certain things. So for example, like, let's say one of my goals for the day was to go out and meet a friend, and I go out, in the back of my mind I'm gonna be thinking, oh, I've got an assignment to do, and it doesn't let me relax or focus on what I'm doing in that particular moment, because I'll be chatting to my friend thinking that I'll be acting as if everything's calm, when in fact I'm actually really, really under pressure and thinking about something that probably should have been done first, or I don't even need to worry about it in that moment. It's something that isn't as important and it's taking up my mind constantly. I also believe thoroughly, and everyone knows this, I'm pretty sure, but rushing, when you rush something, it doesn't allow you to show your full potential. For example, I can't lie, guys, I'm currently rushing because I need to record this episode for you guys and make sure I edit it and make the cover or whatever I need to do. But then I also have my assignment that I've got due in tomorrow that I need to make sure that's done by the end of today so that my lecturer isn't pissed off at me. So I'm trying to balance everything out, and where I haven't given myself enough time to, first of all, do this episode properly. Not that I think this is a decent topic to go through, because I'm currently experiencing it. But where I haven't necessarily for something, a different topic, I haven't given myself enough time to release that episode or plan it. The same thing goes for my assignment. Where I have an assignment due in, I have so much potential, I know that. But I've only given myself 24 hours to come up with something that probably won't be what I would have come up with if I had given myself enough time. And we all know that when you rush something, the end product isn't as nice as something that you took your time with. Let's compare fast food to like a high-end restaurant. High-end restaurants really do take their time when it comes to cooking food, but McDonald's is gonna take literally 5 minutes for your food to be ready, and yeah, it could satisfy you in that moment, but it's not gonna be as nice as the high-end restaurant that have taken their time to make the food to a particular standard so that you can enjoy it. Even like, presentation is a good example. For example, again, McDonald's, we've all seen the advertising that they release on their billboards and we're thinking, oh my god, that burger looks juicy, and then we get it in person and it doesn't look like what they presented it to be because the presentation was rushed, they don't care about it, the effort isn't there, and the end result tends to be worse than something that you take your time with, because the billboard posters that McDonald's post, they definitely take their time to promote, like to make it nice so that it's promoted in a way where people can look at it and be like, oh, that looks really nice, I'm going to buy it, because they took their time to make something that is eye-catching and grabs your attention, which is the same kind of aspect with life in so many different ways. Again, where I didn't prepare this episode, I don't know a particular example other than what I'm going through right now, which is my assignment and podcasting, where I haven't prepared and the end result might not be to the standard that I expect it to be. Like I mentioned before, I'm very much a perfectionist, and where I usually give myself enough time to record, the end result for me might be good in that previous moment, but right now I believe the end result isn't going to be to the standard that I want it to be because I haven't given myself to prepare or to do things properly, because those things require time. And when I'm under pressure, especially recording right now, I'm thinking, give yourself 2 hours to record. I should stop thinking like that, or else I'm going to rush this episode and this episode isn't going to go nicely, and then when I listen back I'm going to be disappointed with myself and thinking like, damn, like this is a shit episode, sorry for the swearing, like this is not to the standard that I want it to be, and I won't be happy or fulfilled with myself. That's why I think things should take time. You should always put time into things that you enjoy doing, or else you're going to stop enjoying those things that you dedicate your time to, because you know, time is precious. Nobody wants to waste their time doing something that was not beneficial towards them. So honestly, I'm honestly going to find ways that I can adapt, make podcasting easier for myself so I don't feel like I'm constantly rushing or thinking on the spot, or I don't know, guys, it's just that the pressure is really, really getting to me. Like I start to feel anxious and I'm worrying and panicking about what needs to be done, and it's like a countdown. Nobody likes countdowns, and that's how I'm feeling right now, because I need everything to be done before the end of the day, and if it's not done by the end of the day, I'm going to have a very long day tomorrow, and nobody wants that. I don't want that, at least. But to be honest, when I think about everything that I'm going through, not everything needs a deadline, because we all set deadlines for ourselves, and once we don't reach it, we're very disappointed, and you know, our mood, we start to we start to beat ourselves up. And obviously my deadlines are personal. It's not a specific deadline that someone has put for me to do. That's just for myself. And that could be for a number of things, like if you want to make sure that your washing is done by 3 p.m. or if you want to read a book for 45 minutes at 6 o'clock. Like, these are all deadlines that we have set for ourselves, but they actually don't have to be achieved within those times. And one thing that I have to remind myself is that some things need time to develop. Before season 3, obviously we were preparing season 3 for a really long time, and I was falling under pressure of needing to make sure that I release season 3 as soon as possible. Let's say if that was like March last year, I was saying, well, season 3 needs to come out next month. But I probably wasn't mentally prepared to do that. And if I had forced myself to reach that deadline of releasing season 3 then, the quality of the podcast probably wouldn't be as nice as it is now. It would probably be not to the standard that I want it to be. But where I've given myself a good amount of time to start season 3, I don't feel the pressure of stuff that could be chewing me up, because I don't know, like, the pressure is not there anymore. I feel like it's natural, and I've given myself that natural time to develop on things that I want for this podcast now, whereas I would have forced myself to think of things that probably would take time to develop and it needs more time to mature. Guys, like, right now I'm literally under pressure. Like, I am tensed up completely. I'm really tense at the moment, and I'm just worrying about, like, the time. I'm worrying about the episode not being to the standard that I want it to be, when honestly I just need to chill out. Like, I don't know why I'm putting so much pressure on myself, and it's making it difficult to even record this episode. Because two weeks ago I was recording and I'm thinking, oh, this is really good. Like, they were up to my standard because I had given myself that time to do something that I liked, whereas right now I feel like it's not to the standard of what I would want it to be. And this is just me talking, like, I haven't even listened back to what this episode is saying. Because what happens to me is, whenever I record in the moment, obviously, and then once that recording's finished, I listen back to it to see what I think about the episode. And honestly, most times I'll be listening back and it's actually better than I expected it to be, but I'm here thinking that it's not to that standard, but I'm gonna shock myself afterwards. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. And right now I'm very exhausted. Like, I've actually not helped myself when it comes to sleep, because I keep going to bed late and waking up early. So I've been running off like 6 hours sleep, which is still pretty decent, don't get me wrong. It's better than 4 hours or whatever, but like, in order for me to be energized, I feel like I need at least 8 hours of sleep. And it's funny now, because I'm like, I tell you guys, like, I record now just for myself. I don't actually know if I'll ever release the recordings. I probably will in the near future, but if you saw what I look like right now, I look tired. I probably will put a photo on Instagram to show you guys, but I'm exhausted, really tired. Like, my eyes are feeling very warm, guys. Like, my eyes are feeling very warm and very sleepy. And that's what I went through yesterday as well, because I told you I had technical issues. And there was one point where I sorted out the technical issues. I was ready to start recording, and that recording started off really good. But then later on, I started to feel very tired and I was kind of exhausted. I was telling myself, my God, I think I actually need to sleep, or I need a break. Which, honestly, if you guys like need breaks, make sure to reward yourselves with that, because not every time that we're working constantly, working ourselves up, or else we're never going to be able to make things flourish. So that's what I've learned from yesterday, because sometimes you actually do need to reward yourself with a break in order to really develop on what you're going to do the next day. So for me, that would be this episode. And honestly, I've been learning a lot about giving yourself more time to develop on your personal things that you guys do in your spare time, whether if that's crochet or whether that's music or art. You should give yourself more time to develop rather than rushing, because obviously the end result is not going to look as nice. But funnily enough, I've been hearing a lot of things from Black China. If you guys don't know who Black China is, she's like an entrepreneur, model, I don't know, she's a model, I can't remember. But if you guys watch the Kardashians, you guys will know who Black China is. And she's really changed her life around, and When I saw that she changed her life around, I decided to peep her Instagram and see what her Instagram was saying. And I saw on one of her posts, she was saying that, honestly, it was crazy because I was like, I saw what Black China used to act and behave like 5-10 years ago compared to what she's like now, and it's a completely new person. I don't even want to, she says not to really refer her as Black China, but more Angela White, because that's her actual name. So Angela White wrote on her Instagram that sometimes we don't have to put pressure on ourselves to achieve a certain thing, a certain goal, by the end of the week or by the end of the month or by the end of the year. Sometimes it's by the end of the day, like in that specific moment that you're in, which is kind of like what I was saying about, I've tried to do that more on a day-to-day basis. Like, instead of worrying about what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to worry about what I'm going to do today. And when I say that, I mean that in the sense of, if I have three goals, I'm going to try and achieve those three goals by the end of the day. If that's like posting a TikTok or cooking a meal for myself so I can survive uni, or going to the gym today, like those will be my three goals. And then if those are like goals that I want to keep on achieving, I'll make sure that I try to achieve that the next day, so that I don't even realize that I wanted to do it that particular amount of times in a week, if that makes sense. I feel like when we put pressure on ourselves to say, oh yeah, I want to go to the gym 5 times a week, and we don't, then we're not going to push ourselves to do it next time. And it sounds like more pressure, if that makes sense, because you're thinking, oh, five times, like that means I have to walk all the way to the gym 5 times in a week and walk the way back home. And yeah, it doesn't sound very pleasant. But when you say, okay, today I'm gonna go to the gym once, and that means I'm only gonna walk to the gym one time during the day and then do whatever I need to do afterwards, it's going to sound like less pressure, and you don't have to put the pressure about you going 5 times a week. I might just be rambling, to be honest, at this point. I think I needed a ramble first if this is not gonna be released, because honestly, I just needed to talk and get whatever was on my mind out, because I thought this was gonna be flowing, and if it's not flowing, then it is what it is. But I hope it's better than I expect it to be if I edit it, who knows. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. I just thought that would be an easier topic for me to talk about, rather than talking about something that will probably need more time for me to prepare time for, because I don't want to talk about something that I don't really know what to say and then just record something for the sake of recording. Whereas this one, I was thinking about it a couple of days ago, that's why it kind of makes sense for me to do it now. But I don't know, it's the fact that I'm under pressure that is making this episode to me feel like it's not that great. But who knows. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you somewhat enjoyed it. But if you guys want to listen to the previous episodes, they're obviously available on Spotify or whatever platform you're listening to. And I think there'll be a Q&A for today's episode. I also didn't mention this last week, but we will be having polls as well. I forget that Spotify also has polls, so if that's also something that you're interested in, I'll probably have that in this episode as well. I'm not sure if I could put the two together or if it's just one, but whichever one it is, you guys could check that out. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Lost in the 21st Century, or follow us on whatever platform you are listening to, share to a friend. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening, and love you guys.